Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Baker Radio, Exceptional Legal Talk, with your hosts, T. Hoffman and Liz Miller.
Hello, it's T. Hoffman, the Chief Business Development Officer at Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. And I have my guest on the phone, Mr. Tim Lupinacci, who is our managing shareholder in our Birmingham office. Tim concentrates his practice primarily in the area of bankruptcy, but also does a lot of financial workout work for his clients. And Tim, we had said in the initial segment that we were going to let you explain a little bit about what a workout means. Obviously, lay folks think about working out as being going to the gym, but a workout is something very different when we're talking about a bankruptcy or a financial situation where lenders are trying to work with their clients in order to make their situation better.
Now, that's exactly right. Workout, I mean, I use that to discuss the concept of, I've got a lender who calls me, they've got a business that they've lent to, or real estate owner of a income producing property like a hotel or a retail center, and those borrowers are now in default and they can't make their payments, or the loans have matured, or any variety of things could have happened, and they come to the bank and can't pay, and so they hire the lawyers, and part of what we do is to try to figure out, is there a way to work out this problem loan? Can we restructure the loan documents, the terms, the interest rate, the maturity date? Can we give a breathing spell for some period of time where they maybe pay interest only to try to prop up the company? Is there deferred maintenance that needs to be done at the apartment complex to spruce it up, to try to increase occupancy? And that may take any number of forms. It could be you do a forbearance agreement where you literally, I mean, work out the solution to this problem situation. Now it could be a workout happens in bankruptcy, if the borrower has filed for bankruptcy, and maybe in the workout could be documented through a plan of reorganization in the bankruptcy case. But it's sort of that whole area of, we've got a problem, we need to fix it, and this is, you know, we try to come up with solutions to fix it that the bank can preserve its loan and get repaid its loan, while the borrower may continue to succeed in their business. That doesn't always work, and workouts often will deteriorate into pursuing a receiver for the property or the business, or right, seeking to foreclose the property, things like that.
And I'm assuming that you have to have pretty extensive knowledge about both the lender and the business in order to achieve the best result possible.
But it really does help, and that certainly there is a baseline of, I guess, commonality to, you know, a new file comes in regardless of what business or what kind of property it is. You've got to analyze the loan documents for the client. You've got to see if they've got any problems with their perfection of interest and collateral, things like that. But the more you know about the industry you're dealing with, the better able you are to counsel your, in my case, the lender client, in the parameters of that industry. I mean, a primary example, I spent a lot of time doing workouts and bankruptcy on healthcare, problem healthcare loans, mm-hmm. And particularly long-term care, nursing homes, skilled nursing homes, assisted living facilities. That right. is a heavily regulated area, a lot dependent upon government reimbursements, and there are significant staffing issues. There are survey issues. That is, the state does surveys to ensure that patient-resident care is up to top quality. Those are things that are not common in all industries, so I know that from the experience that when I come to the table to work out a problem nursing home loan, there's going to be other intangibles that I've got to think of and deal with, because I can't just say, well, they can make interest-only payments for the next 4 months and solve this problem. But what is that going to do to patient care, to,
right,
to paying
exactly
the linen
right.
bills? Yeah, so I think you're exactly right. It does help a lot to have that experience with a particular business or industry.
And I think our firm's done a good job. We have a long-term care industry service team with members from a variety of practice groups who've really focused on learning all of those regulations and kind of the ins and outs of that particular industry, because there are so many things that are peculiar to that particular situation that if you did not go into some of the regulations and really read them and understand them, you could make some mistakes that could cost your client.
No, that's exactly right, and I rely heavily upon the Baker Donaldson Industry Service teams for that very reason, that, you know, I know I've got the workout, the bankruptcy, the creditor's rights kind of expertise, and again, having done a lot of nursing home cases, I've built that expertise, but there are things that, you know, I don't keep up with every nuance of everything relating to running a nursing home, and we've got industry service teams with people who do in their practice. So it is, it's a huge benefit to bring that team concept, giving the client the best advice.
And Tim, I know that you're also a prolific writer. I looked at your bio on our webpage, which is www.bakerdonaldson.com, and Tim's name is Tim Lupinacci, and I'm going to spell it for our listeners. It's Lupinacci. And if you want to see Tim's bio, you can go to our Baker Donaldson website and look under attorneys, and you'll find Tim Lupinacci's complete bio listed. But Tim, I know you wrote an article for Business Law Today back in 2008, and it was interesting because that was right before we experienced the big economic downturn. But it was interesting because you wrote on how to proactively prevent some of the problems that lenders might have in an economic downturn. And I just was wondering if you had a crystal ball or whatever what did you see coming that led you to write an article at that time?
Well, you know, it's interesting because part of that developed from listening to my clients and in doing work. They kept saying, you know, we're seeing some cracks in the system with regard to our borrowers and the underwriting that had occurred. And this was, like I said, I think it was like maybe in the fall of 2007 that there were some people saying there could be troubles coming on the horizon. And so we went back and did some lunch and learn seminars for our clients, and I spoke at a couple industry groups about how to prepare for an economic downturn. You know, again, at that point, you had some people saying we were going to have them, others who said that we wouldn't. But we said, okay, what are some things that we've seen over the years of practice that I know are problems when you get into a really default situation? What can you as a lender do proactively to prevent losses down the road? And so we started doing those programs, and that turned into the article, including things like just making sure your documents are all in order and your perfection of your security interest are in order and how to interact with borrower clients. So we did that, and then it's funny because as we then went into 2008 and further, the seminars on how to prepare for the downturn turned into how to manage the downturn, because by that point we knew we were there.
Right.
But yeah, that was sort of how that evolved into that article.
And you mentioned in our first segment one of your favorite books, which is Selling the Invisible, and I actually love that book. I've not only bought it, but I've listened to it several times. But one of the things that you talked about in our earlier segment was getting to know those lender clients and building those relationships that kind of make you unique as a lawyer. Why do you think it's so important for lawyers to be proactive in embracing those types of relationships with their clients, especially when they have the chance of losing a lot of money, which a lot of our clients obviously do, but especially in the business arena?
Yeah, I learned that early on from mentors about the importance of not only knowing your client's industry and their business, but really getting to know the individuals. And part of that is I feel like I can provide better service if I know what is the client's goals. A few years ago, I had a lender client whose primary goal with a defaulted loan was to get it into a situation so they could go out to the market and sell the note and take the loss then rather than do a protracted workout agreement. So in that context, I know that client, I know what they're trying to get to.
And that might be very different from other clients that you have.
That's right, exactly. Other clients who want to work this out and preserve and get repaid in full no matter what, even if it takes, you know, a year to get there. So it's important to know that. And then, again, just building the relationships, adding intangible value, which is really that book Selling the Invisible is all about. There are, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of lawyers around the country, and there's a certain segment that do the same type of law I do. But if I'm able to know my client and provide them value and to do a good job and be responsive, those sort of some of those intangible things, they're going to keep calling. And that's been the case of how I've built my practice, that I, you know, I'm proactively trying to help them prevent loss and do the, you know, manage the problem credits that they have.
And, Tim, you've also been named one of the best lawyers in America and an Alabama super lawyer in the bankruptcy and creditor rights law area. And, additionally, the Birmingham Birmingham, Business Journal named you as one of the Birmingham top lawyers in the bankruptcy area. Also one of Birmingham's most influential people. So obviously you've been recognized for a lot of the things that you've been able to do. Can you quickly tell me what keeps you excited about practicing bankruptcy law specifically?
Yeah, which sounds like a real cocktail party discussion, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
A bankruptcy lawyer and people don't want to talk to you. Although nowadays it's a little bit more, it's interesting.
Not as cachet.
And I think a lot of those, and I appreciate those things, but a lot of it is that I've just been committed to the area of law and doing writing and speaking to give back to the profession because it's been very good to me, and I think that just helps.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does, and it helps this recognition, which I appreciate and humbled by, but I think that's it, just to give back to the profession.
That's great. We'll be back with segment 3 on Baker Radio.
Unless otherwise indicated, the attorneys interviewed for Baker Radio are not certified as specialists by the Tennessee Commission on Continuing Legal Education and Specialization in the areas of practice discussed during the show. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services performed by Baker Donaldson is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. The information provided on Baker Radio is not intended to be legal advice, but merely conveys general information related to legal issues commonly encountered. The information is not guaranteed to be correct, complete, or current. We make no warranty expressed or implied about the accuracy or reliability of the information conveyed on the show or at this website or at any other website to which this site is linked. This website is not soliciting clients and does not propose any type of transaction. By listening to this show, you understand that there's no attorney-client relationship between you and Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. You should not act or rely on any information at this radio show website or information discussed during the radio show without seeking the advice of an attorney. The determination of whether you need legal services and your choice of a lawyer are very important matters that should not be based on this internet radio show, websites, or advertisements. The rules of professional conduct of the various states where our offices are located require the following language. This is an advertisement. T. Hoffman, Chief Business Development Officer, is located at the firm's Nashville office, located at 211 Commerce Street, Suite 1000, Nashville, Tennessee, and can be reached at 615-726-5600 or at BakerRadio@BakerDonaldson.com.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your Little League team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
Caring Resources is a nonprofit dedicated to delivering hope. If you're looking for tools that'll help you to be a more effective caregiver, that'll equip you to deal with the emotional and spiritual aspects of aging and debilitating disease, then check out CaringResources.com. At Caring Resources, you'll also find the support you need when dealing with a loss of any kind. CaringResources.com. Call to bring hope and freedom to the brokenhearted, defeated, and overwhelmed. On the web at CaringResources.com.
Since the 1800s, the serenity and calm of Lake Geneva has soothed the minds and inspired the hearts of visitors from all over the world. You too can experience a sense of renewal, recharge your batteries, spend time laughing with friends, bonding with family or co-workers, or just be. Lake Geneva Retreat is one of the best-kept vacation secrets in the world. From the moment the sun rises, the treasures of Lake Geneva will be right at your fingertips. Rent a boat, take a stroll, immerse your soul with the true beauty of the landscape. And the lake is as beautiful at night as it is during the day. Our outdoor-indoor pool, award-winning golf courses, and workout room help you renew and reconnect. Visit us at LakeGenevaRetreat.com. That's LakeGenevaRetreat.com. Peaceful days, peaceful nights in Wisconsin on the lake. We look forward to your stay.